Hachi misni b'teisefta perik zayin. Kacha lamadnu b'teisefta perik zayin. De'eru ve'echot chaloyin shebein beit chaseroi. Ve'echot chaloyin shebein shnei batim u'ksharim u'nefoshis u'sarabim. Ve'kura metaflun takta b'shabas. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The case... Echo chalon shemein beit chaseroish. Echo chalon shemein shnei batim. Uksharim unufashot ushnim. These are all cases where it's covered. It's covered on two sides. Right?
From the Pashas people?
The Pashas, I think, is a kever. It's a monument.
Monument.
Gesher is a bridge.
A bridge, yeah.
Okay, okay.
And in the chalonot, I saw the people that
with the Pashas.
The issue is what the
Sharm is a bridge.
I understand. How does it go? What is the case? The bridge is carrying in the bridge?
The foolish, at the sides.
But it's not in the bottom. The wall in the bottom of the bridge.
Yes, I'm saying so. That's the reason, because it has two walls, and it's the foolish.
It has two walls on top.
Yes, and the walls are there. It's called wall.
But on top, on the bridge, that's the wall.
I didn't do it more than what it said. The Sharm is two walls. Now, Yetzal came over Yehuda. Pirush Yetzal came b'shnei batim b'shnei pirush of the rabbim. The avagav leklemem p'tikur yorev esotim k'mo b'ksharim. Even though by ksharim we can always say p'tikur yored, so therefore the
ksharim you can't say it.
No, even though by the batim you can't say p'tikur like by ksharim.
Yeah.
B'ksharim you do say p'tikur
more.
K'mo b'ksharim.
Yeah.
Here you can't say P Tikra and Afal P Kane is good. Yeah. Says the Gemara, says Taisus. I would like to name P Tikra ever said Kimoi Big Sharma Pasha Sharam the Kur, the Reisha. Apilaki, nice Mamsa. Why? Because who the base of Chitza the Reisha and Perry? Gagai. Okay. So the kid says this is the same place somewhere else. That's all Taisus trying to bring out. The Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing somewhere else. So then he has a kasha of him, time him. So if so, Amayloi Maisi Hachi Matlisan, Tichal Gagai, Tichani Hasan, Vayi Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'avim Lamavi, I'm a foolish. Amayisi, we have a mishnah, so why do you have to bring a braisa? Taisha's answers, Yesh Loimar, the Matlisan Ikel Lefrushe, the Ma'avim, Betzuras HaPetach. The case of the mishnah is Ma'avim, Betzuras HaPetach. Because you have another mechitza. Tzurta pesa becomes a mechitza.
But it's true, it's enough.
With the tzurta pesa.
You can't bring the mishnah because the mishnah
still doesn't bring me up. See, let me tell you what it is. The Gemara is like this. There's a mishnah in Erevin that also says clearly all you need is two walls. So why did the Gemara say from the mishnah? If you can ask from a mishnah, you can ask from a braita, better to ask from a mishnah. So why does Al Gemara ask from a braita? That's the Gemara, because the mishnah over there is different. Because the mishnah over there, we can say it's with the tzurta petach. It's not with the lechi in the korah, but with the tzurta petach. And tzurta petach has a din of a wall. And here we're talking about with a lechi in a korah.
It doesn't have the din of a wall.
No, it doesn't. Lechi in the korah do not have. It's a heck. You see, look, it's a heck.
So 2 is enough.
So therefore he brings the Behudin to say even 2 is enough. Over there, three. We would say it's be no raya because it's 3 with the Tzurta Petach. Masheikin, over here, since it's with the Lechi and the Kaira only, so we have a good raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that you can make with a 2 walls already, it's good enough. No, the mission wouldn't even teach me anything. Fakir, we want... Right, more of a Chiddush from the Bright. Where's the notes? Where's the papers? My papers are gone.
I gave it to them.
My originals?
Yeah.
Or we can say a different terrace. Hava mina de masnisa and I ribimavi, I'm a foolish. Lushuta rabim. Our Mishnah, the Mishnah is talking about, Mavi, I'm a foolish. Lushuta rabim. Hava ein Lushuta rabim overet b'seicha. But the Lushuta rabim isn't overet inside. Vahachi maite abraita, the yetzal kein afil Lushuta rabim gemura. At that mission over there, can we talk about that there's no Rosh Hashanah Overet? Masekin over here, can we talk about Rosh Hashanah Rabim Overet? And still, two mechitzas are good. And that's why we bring this brighter, because it's a bigger chidush. Okay? Yes, you with me? Very simple. Mishnah in Erevin says the same thing as our Gemara. Same thing. Same thing. So the question is, why would the Gemara bring a bright instead of a Mishnah? So Taisa says two tirutzim. The first tirutz is that over there it could be talking about the Tzurat HaPetach. Tzurat HaPetach, you know what Tzurat HaPetach is? When they make it looking like a door, the door has a lach of a mechitza, just one mechitza with a door. But it's a mechitza. So therefore, you have no proof from Erevin that Rabbi Yehuda holds two walls. Maybe you need three walls. And the Tzurat HaPetach becomes a wall. Here, though, he used the word Lechi V'Kaira. Lechi V'Kaira is not a wall. And therefore, we have a proof that Rabbi Yehuda holds. Tzurat HaPetach means it's a real wall. It's a wall because it has Tzura of a Petach of a door. Which means the opening becomes a door. You'll not have a door and a wall. You have a house.
Where's the wall? The whole thing is the door.
Right. Here, I'll give you an example. Well, yeah, but it's made in the form of a door. There's some on this side, some on this side.
The form of the door I see, but the form of the wall I don't see.
Oh, so let me ask you that. You have a house. Does your house have four walls?
The walls and
a
door.
And a door, right?
But there's four walls.
You have windows.
Yeah.
And then you have five windows and then a door. So you come into your house with three walls. Four walls, and the pshat is the wall has to have a window, and the wall can have a door. Door.
I was
there, Zachidus. Tzurat HaPetach, yes, was Hashem Mechitza. In Hilchus Erevin, Tzurat HaPetach. I mean, I'll give you the biggest proof. You know, you have a sukkah. You make a door, it's good enough, you know that? What you do is you make a little bit on both sides, and that becomes a wall. That becomes a wall. Three walls and this. It's a big opening. It's a petach. So it's a petach. Yeah? Mela says the Gemara, Taisis, that it's no proof from Erevin, rather from here. And Taisis is a very interesting chidush, which here I want to show you, Ramesh and a lot of the Achrayim discuss what does Taisis mean. And Taisis is a new tarot.
Okay.
That over there, Erevin, it's not Rosh Hashanah, my Verizba. I think, you know, over here, some of Rishut HaRabim, I very important. So Moshe, in Dibris Moshe, why didn't tell you where it says? Harar Lamed Aleph, I'll show you where. Harar Lamed Aleph, he learns that Taisis means to say that we can learn that over there is a Kamelis. And a Hanami, it's a case where there's no Rishut HaRabim, there is Ba, so it has a Shem Kamelis. No? Okay. Rosh Kash over here. Yes, Ramayisha. Right, so Ramayisha says here it's Tomar Kamel. So he says Taisis means.
Where here, right?
Really where? Avol Kavanasam. Av Shlo Hayinatzer Shoseyachin. Nami Hayinitze Belechi V'Kerkiv Dikakero. Asher Dain Kamelus. Out Kamelus. So is this? What Tosis is trying to say is that maybe over there the reason why it's more distant is like a Carmelist.
Where
in Erevin. In Erevin it has a Shem Carmelist. And since it has a Shem Carmelist, therefore Lechi V'Kaira is good enough. By shaking over here where it's not a Carmelist, therefore Lechi V'Kaira is not good enough. Kamashman it is, so we see all you need is two
mechitzas.
So he's learning that's Kamelus and not Kamelus. The difference in Taisus is, says Ramayisha, Kamelus and not Kamelus.
That's my point over there.
Right, that's how he learns
it's
the case.
Common or goes into
no, the case over there is Kamelus. That's how he learns Taisus. And over there in Erevin, we can stick in that the Gemara never meant Rishut HaRabim, but rather the Gemara meant Kamelus. Now, boy, say the emes is Tais doesn't say it, right? The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says Rishut HaRabim. Tais says Rishut HaRabim, but he uses a lesson. Rishut HaRabim, that they're Iveres, and they're what? Not Iveres, right? That's what the Gemara. So let's Tais say Carmelis. I mean, why should say he meant Carmelis? That's what he meant to say. That the fact that it's not a Shutaram Iveret, therefore it means Carmelis. And for Carmelis, you could use what? Alechi V'Kaira Lehetzer Tilm. When I said the Tyson used those words, did Tyson ever say Carmelis? Tyson never said it. Yeah? Yeah? Right? You should say Carmelis, right? What? So saying he should have said Carmel. Well, why does Tyson use a lashon of Iveres and not Iveres? Let him come and say Carmelus. What we said yesterday, it's not a kasha b'chlam. I don't know if what we spoke yesterday, this Tyson is clear. this halach is not halach of shusayachid, and it's only legay of tiltal, right? What creates the issa tiltal? So we said anything which is daimet or shusha rabim makes the issa tiltal.
But when there's no shusha rabim,
meaning what means no shusha rabim? It's ain't a daimet. That's what Tais means. When it's a shusha rabim, then it's oiveris, that they talk to go there, so then it's daimet or shusha rabim. The male of therefore Rabbi Yehuda never said his halacha. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda only was matir. The mechitzis, you hear?
When there's not daimet.
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. In Hilchis Ervin, you don't have to come on to Karmelism. Since Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is that as long as I make a shusha rabim, I can undo it with two mechitzis. That's Tysus, it depends. It depends what type of Rosh Hashanah we're talking about. The both Rosh Hashanah. I'm not Rosh Hashanah.
It's more of a
Rosh Hashanah.
Diamond,
not diamond. That's what Tysus means. Avram, yeah, you hear? It's Pashas on Tysus. You hear, you hear? Afraid, yeah, good? Again, so for you, I'll say it over one more clock. Listen to him. You weren't here yesterday, right? Yesterday we said a big aside. Is it tiltal? You want to know if you're allowed to carry on Shabbos in a certain place? It doesn't have to be tallow if it's a real Rishat HaRabim or not, to be honest. The Issur Tiltal comes that anything which has a doimer to Rishus HaRabim has already the Issur Tiltal. Meaning, to pick up something and to put it down somewhere else, Rishut HaYachid, Rishut HaRabim, there it has to be real Rishut HaYachid and real Rishut HaRabim. Legabe Hoytzom, Rishut Rishut, the Rishut has to be a real Rishut HaYachid and a real Rishut HaRabim. And that's why the Gemara says that we would think for this it's a Rishut HaYachid, and for Tiltal it's not. The Gemara, we saw this yesterday, Gemara's Mechalik, right? Pshat. But when it comes to Tiltal in Pshat, it's Osir Kozman. It's Doimet to Rishut HaRab, which means if I could make it to be Doimet to Rishut HaYachid, I take away the Issur Tiltal.
And by two korot,
I don't need mamash Rishut HaRabim. I need, meaning, anything which I could change into looking into Rishut HaYachid is already enough to be matter. That's why I explain how Erev works. Erev is not a real Rishut HaYachid, Rishut HaYachid. I mean, it's a real Rishut HaRabim. How does an Erev work? Terech says, Erev is, I give it certain things which are daimed to Rishut HaYachid, and I undid the Rishut HaRabim. For example, Avram said beautiful yesterday, if I put a delet, so does some Rishayim hold it worse, some Rishayim hold it, what's the difference? Terech says, I took away the Havarat HaRabim. I took away something. You might have a problem.
Yeah, no problem. Even if you have
it. Huh?
Even if you have
it. Technically, it should be. Technically, you have a problem. But Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush is in Hilchos Erevin. When it comes to Hilchos Erevin and Tiltal, then it'll become mutter. Legabe Hilchos Erevin, it becomes mutter. Now,
why? Because you need it right now. It looks like
you should say yach. Well, that's why I'm telling you, according to many shitas, it won't work. For example, according to the Rambam shita, if you have a Rishus HaRabim deraisa, you can't change it. There's no way to change that.
Nowadays we don't have
We'll soon see further. Give me 1 minute. Now, comes out that when Rabbi Yehuda said his din of the two walls, what Rabbi Yehuda was trying to say is that as long as I undo the Rishut HaRabim Shabbai, the male everything becomes mutter. Huh?
Because if the standard looks like Rishut HaRabim, then
No.
You did it also looking. The sus now, the deal. Not that you undo and did the other part. It's for touching your ankle today.
I sell. Kiss, when I undid the Rishut HaRabim, in order for it to be a karmelit, that's where karmelit comes. That's how I explain karmelit. Karmelit pshat is kishiyesh shnehem. She says, zeh vizeh. Huh? So let's say it has things of Rishut HaYachid in it, it has things of Rishut HaRabim. Then it becomes a Shem Karmelit. Sure we did. We said that it's Tali Vishaylo. That's what we said yesterday. So according to many opinions, Karmelit is Zev, it's Loizev Loizev, or Karmelit is Zev Vizev.
Can I ask you a question?
This is Zev,
how is it possible
to have
the
Loizev Vizev? Because it has the same as the Karmelit.
That's for what? But why is it not carrying it?
In which case?
Karmelit.
It's not more to the Karmelit to carry.
Because it's
Domino
Sarabim.
Because it's Domino Sarabim. It depends on what? It depends for what? If it's Domino Sarabim to the Marshal, let's say nobody goes there. If you can undo the nobody going there, then it's not. It's only Yishus Rav the Rabbana, and therefore Lechi V'Kayra help.
Well,
that's when a Lechi V'Kayra will work. If you can undo the Yishus Rabbim and it should be Daima V'Daima, that's why Lechi V'Kayra works. That's why Erev works.
I'm not sure how we got this. Why did you
need
to get this?
All I said was like, yesterday we learned the Yisrael. When Rabbi Yehuda talks about two walls, never did he mean that two walls become a Yishus Yachir. Literally. You know why? Because it's not a Rishut Yachid.
Just undo the Rishut HaRabim.
What it does is it undoes the mile of Rishut HaRabim. Rishut HaRabim is Patuach. This is not Patuach. Finished. And I'll show you, Avram. I'll show you Klor, the Rabbi Avram Ben Aram. This is what I said yesterday. Klor, I saw Klor yesterday. Huh? What I'm saying is like
this.
Okay, so I'm saying very simple. The Gemara in Erevin says the same thing that the Gemara over here says. Two walls is good enough coin to Yehuda. So Tyson says, why don't we take that mission instead of Albright? So Tyson's two turuts. Terence number one is, because over there it's talking about with the turuts at Petach. The finish is not two walls, it's talking about three walls. Okay, leave that aside. Tyson says, over there, it's the Rabbim is not being like Terence.
Where?
Over there.
In
that Mabli. Exactly. Exactly. No. You could get to the Rabbim, but the Rabbim can't get to you. So therefore, it's a certain type of Rishut HaRabbim where I understand Rabbi Yehuda is being made. It's not a real Rishut HaRabbim. Mashayin Kane. Over here, there's somebody a real Rishut HaRabbim that the people could go there. That's Tyson. Mavi the foolish, it's real. And that's why we bring here. Comes along Ramaisha, and he says, Tosh, yeah, but it's still Rishut HaRabbim. I don't know, what are you talking about? What's the chiluk that Tyson makes? Was the game will be replaced. The public, he comes and says, Enochanami, what Tyson meant to say was Karmelit. Tyson wanted to make that case into a Karmelit. No, that the case of the Mavi over there is not Takana Rishut HaRabim, says Rav Moshe. He didn't mean Rishut HaRabim. So the male there, so we don't bring that. We don't bring the Mishnah over there, the Teretz is, because it's Takana out of real Rishut HaRabim. Why is it a Karmelit? Because it's Daimit Rishut HaRabim. Moshe's question was that how could you come and say it's really Rishut HaRabim and play a game and say over there in Erevin it's a real Rishut HaRabim, and over here it's a real Rishut HaRabim, and still be mechalik. There will work a lechi v'kairov. Here won't work. Where does this halacha come from?
He says that over there it's not a real Rishut HaRabim.
Meaning it's karmelit. It's a karmelit.
What's the difference? The main point is that this
right is
more of a chidush.
It's not a question more of a chidush, but it's not a true halacha. Lechi v'kairov doesn't work Rishut HaRabim. Once it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I mean, where did Tyson be mechalik in Hilchas Erev? So that's true, then it should always be that way. So then bring that Mishnah.
But that Mishnah we said is not this case. That Mishnah is a case where it's open from both sides.
And the male what? It's a Rishut HaRabim that people don't go there, right?
That's the first two.
The first Teretz Surta Petach.
Okay.
And the second Teretz is what? Right? The Rishut Haram doesn't go there.
It's Rishut Haram, but people don't go there.
People don't go there, right?
It's not a
Rishut Haram. So is Rishut Haram? So then why should Lech Mikael help? I mean...
He didn't mention that point, the whole thing.
Who doesn't mention that point?
There's no thing to have the Rishut Haram. Well, he gave me already saying that I will allow the Rishut
Haram. I didn't
mention that.
I mean, so see, more pushes for Kessel. There's a bigger Kiddush, you mean. Even without a Lech Mikael, it's more. I mean, Manasseh, I don't say, if there's Torah without Lech V'Kayra, then it's a bigger Kiddush over there. The text, there's Torah about Lech V'Kayra also. It says, Taisa, but there I understand why Lech V'Kayra works. Because you know why it works? Because it's not Derech Rishus Haram. People don't go there.
There's also Lech V'Kayra?
Yeah, that's for sure. But the question is, why is that less of a Kiddush? So he says, because people don't go there. He says, Ramayisha, but his halacha is not true. I mean, Taisa can't make up his own halacha.
It's still Rishus Haram.
It's very amusing. There's two types of Rishus Haram. There's Rishut Harabim, which is real Rishut Harabim, and then there's Rishut Harabim, which has all the criteria of Rishut Harabim, Legeya Ervin, Hilchas Ervin. Where the Rabim doesn't go there, in Hilchas Ervin, you already took away the problem of what? Of Daima, Ledigle, Midbar. Once you took away the problem, then Avada to Lechitas help. In Hilchas Ervin, you took away the Rishus Harabim Shabbat by saying the Rabbi doesn't go there.
Meaning that makes it Ervin?
Avad.
The fact that they're not there, that makes it Ervin?
That's matir to put the Mechitza. That gives you the head to come and say, you know what?
But two walls is enough.
Two walls. That's the pshat. That's what Toysus means. Avad is Rishus Harabim. Meaning in Hilchas Chatzeris will be Rishus Harabim.
What's the place to be Rishus Harabim and Rishus Harabim Kumura?
Oh, so that's what we spoke yesterday. That's mamash what we spoke yesterday. The Gemara is, you know what? I'll tell you the kids now, huh?
This is like
Right.
Tezainama.
Yeah, so if you take away one of them.
Light.
You see, this is what the light. Once it's light, then all Hilchas Ervin works. Not Rabbanan, but enough that Hilchas Ervin works. It's enough to take Hilchas Ervin in, Carmelite. Murka. Whenever it's Murka, it becomes Rabban. Where it's undone one thing, what? Chayrik. Tyson doesn't say Carmelist. I'm not thinking Kash. What is it? Tyson doesn't say the word Carmelist. Tyson says Rishus Harabim and people don't go there. So what? So then Hilchas Ervin, you don't need a real Rishus Harabim. Rishuyis Mamish is not an issue in Hilchas Ervin. As long as I change the daima of Digle Midbar, then already it's Lagabi had to fill that.
Yeah.
No. We learned this yesterday. Lois Devil Lois. We learned this yesterday, no? That's by putting two walls. That's one of the Chidushim.
But you're changing it by something happening there.
Who?
You're putting two walls because of something happening.
Or because of the way it's situated, people don't go there. That's
what I'm saying. It's not really you're making it.
Whatever it is, it's the way it's set up, it's not set up like Digle Midbar.
Since when do we say that you could do
this?
That
is not Digle Midbar.
It has the name of Rishut Harabim.
You know what? I'll give you an example. I don't want to do this, but I'll bring you at the what my the end of this year is supposed to look like.
I want
to
understand.
A Midbar today. The Gemara speaks about it, right? Says Rashi, and we'll say it's like Rashi in the Rambam, on Midbar today is Saram Rishut Yachid. Rashi learns Rishut
Yachid. Midbar?
Yachid.
People don't go
there. Rashi learns Rishut
Yachid.
Whatever it is, that's the Rambam. Okay, it's not Rishut Harabim. Why not? It's Kamish. Why not?
It's
that your answer?
Then there's no 600,000.
We'll soon see how he learns the Gemara. He learns the Gemara the exact opposite. A Mipur Bismanazeh is a Rishut Harabim.
Rambam, why? Because it says for Sifnamas, you don't need to be
more. No, he says I have a reason for it. Somebody agrees.
Could be a Shimon.
Hefkes, Malcolm Hefkes. It's just like a place that takes you from one place to another, even though there's...
It doesn't depend on the ownership of the
phone. It's not Hefker ownership. Hefker means anybody can go there. Oh, no, the rabbi can go there. Even though there's no... It's just like we said... Maybe just like we said, anything we said by street. Not Hefker, Midbar. I don't mean Hefker, nobody owns it. Hefker means it's public. Public.
And the Chinam. No, you need the Zion.
The Zion should call the place. You have to have a sign. All I'm trying to bring out is from Tosfot. Taisa seems to be mechalik in the Rishut HaRabim between the Havoras HaRabim and not Havoras HaRabim. What's the difference? You see a big insight here. You see that when the Rabim does go there, it's one type of Rishut HaRabim. And when the Rabim doesn't go there, it's a different type of Rishut HaRabim. Even though technically, Lamaisa, they could go there. That's what you see.
So for what? You
am I right or am I wrong? Am I teaching you bad or am I teaching you good? Teach you Klar.
Therefore, automatically you could undo it by putting Klar.
Oh, so you see from Tyson that it's a different type of Rishut HaRabim. Yet, Hilchus Eruvin, we can undo this one. Kamash Malah, then you can undo this one.
Even though.
That's the Chiddush.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
That's from Yehuda Shita.
That also is not completely
Rishut HaRabim. Not completely Rishut HaRabim. I put the Chiddush there.
Why? Maybe because you learned there's one type of Rishut HaRabim and you can be Machalic.
What? Huh?
No.
He holds. The Tosis means Kabbalah. Then we bring down Ech Bi'anu Divya Tosfot Apimash Kasamlu Dibanu Etzmo Bashiur. Very simple. So there's Taka two types of Rishut HaRabim. That's what we said yesterday. That's what we said yesterday. There's real Rishut HaRabim. And then there's Rishut HaRabim. We get Hilchot Ervin, in a dime, a yet dime, a not dime, we can play with it. Okay. Right, but no, that's what Tosis means. Taka is there's two types of Rishut HaRabim. Nothing, I don't know. It's a good cat. Tyson would say it. It's a very nice. It'd be very nice if Tyson would say it.
No, maybe Rav Moshe meant to good. Say that it's still not real Rishut HaRabim. It has the things of Rishut HaYachid also. He just gave it a name.
I don't know.
Okay.
Comes along with Kiva Eger. Yep. Yep. And he says like this. What's the case? Yeah. Rafa Gav. Did a favorite comment to Ervin and Amasison. The herchem darochem miyud ames yimat mashmat v'chol ayoter lo hitir Rabbi Yehuda ella ad yud gimel amu shlish. Right, it's mash Rabbi Yehuda was only matir till yud gimel amu shlish. Says Tosis haynu mejabbonon.
What's the question?
No, because I thought you said any time has two walls of footer.
But now we see.
See, I have shiurim of tzayin. Well, where does shiurim come? Mars is a shiur for Rabbi Yehuda. And how much you have to have? Adyud Gimel Amu Shlish. Right? Like, hit Rabbi Yehuda, Adyud Gimel. But anything more, Rabbi Yehuda is what? They came and said, Rabbi Yehuda, you got to take it easy. Right? Meaning, even Rabbi Yehuda that holds two walls, it's a shir. Meaning, if it's more than Yud Gimel Amo, whatever, comes over Rabbi Kivayga and the Gilead Ashas, he has Abu Yulkasha. Lo Zachiti Lahavit. Kivayga says, Lo Zachiti Lavin. From Kiva says Lo Zachiti Lavin. What's this kasha? Ho madik tani v'notem lechi v'notem this thing you hainu af midrabona. Why? Di midai raisa raisa l'tzach l'lechi so some of beis mechitza di raisa. Meaning so it comes out that when we're matir the lechi in the kaira it's midrabona. How can it matter? How can they come to a Rishus HaRabim Deiraisa and be matter with Lachin and Kaira?
Yeah.
What's the case of in Ervin? Ervin, they're matter is, right? What are they matter with Lachin and Kaira? And it's talking about what case? Where Rabbi Yehuda asks us, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds Shtei Mechitzes. Shtei Mechitzes is Mutar. So then when do we need a Lachin and Kaira? Only when it's more than Yud Gimel Amo to be matter with Rabbanan.
Yeah.
How could they be matzah deraisa? So how could Rabbanan come? I mean, how could the lechi v'kai be matzah deraisa? According to Yehuda, we come and we say
only Yud Gimel.
What?
No, oh,
only the pasuk has to say it's only Yud Gimel.
Yeah, I
know what it means. That was like this. According to Yehuda, what's the case? The case is that it's till Yud Gimel, because then it's
Rama.
What?
Till Yud Gimel Rama.
Right. Till Yud Gimel Rama. Right. Mashaykin is to be more. What happens if it's more? It becomes a shusar abde right?
You mean the korot? You mean the wall?
Anything more but the space, right? Once it's a shusar abde right, then the lech of a kair can't help anymore. What do you need lech of a kair for? What's the case? In other words, till you give, what is it? It's mutl chatchila, right?
Yes.
You don't need a lech of a kair. So when do you start eating the lechi v'kaira? From the Yud-Gimel, meaning once it's tezayin amal, tezayin amal. Yeah, but mother said.
Then it becomes d'oraisa?
He said it became a d'oraisa, shusar am d'oraisa. So a lechi v'kaira never helps a shusar am d'oraisa.
No, because the Akon Trav Yud does help.
So how does it help? That's the kasha. This lima, if you learn that Rabbi Yehuda is a mechalik in the shiurim.
Yes,
Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold him to the shiurim, right? Which means there's no difference between tezayin and not tezayin. Okay,
you could
so
say anywhere.
But if Rabbi Yehuda holds the chil between here and here, so it comes out that anything more is a real rishus aram deraisa. So lechi v'kaira can never help you. The word lechi v'kaira can never help. This is the kasha that Rabbi Yehuda has. Yeah, you got it.
Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds
it.
It's deraisa, but people don't go there.
Let's see till you'd give. What happens till you'd give?
Nothing.
What?
Mutter.
It's completely mutter, meaning midraban and everything. What's the case of lechi v'kaira?
Till you give a word.
When
it's no, till you give a word.
I'm saying till you give a word should work with a lechi v'kaira,
yeah.
Because the whole list is only drabanan anyway. So lechi v'kaira could take care of that.
After
you give a word. But after you give a word, where you hold this, the shiloh with deraisa, and Rabbi Yehuda's being mocked with the deraisa, the mother shach. If he holds that it works, then it should work without a lechi v'kaira. And if he holds it doesn't work, then the lechi v'kaira should never help you. That's the kasha today. Huh? No, it's not called mechitza. Lechi v'kaira is a hacker. Right, so that's the shaila. No one's like this. If you hold it works, means the two walls work. So I have two walls on matter they write. Two walls on matter they write. Makes the shaila into the mutter, no? Says Tyson, I don't understand how it works. Says Rukimi, I don't understand how it works. Because the lechi v'kaira that you want to use to be matter the deraisa can't be matter the deraisa. Because lechi v'kaira can never be matter the deraisa. Mother, if you hold it works, then it works.
What works? The tool?
Right, the tool.
Without.
In other words, if you hold it the whole time, it works, and the drabbanan is the lechi v'kaira. I understand. But the way it works is that the Rabbanan is only the Yud Gimel Amis. Which means after Yud Gimel Amis, this is the Reis in the Kalacha now, and Afal Piki, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Beis Mechitz work. Then it should be without a Lechi Mekoyra.
Yes, okay.
So you have to decide the Reis.
Otherwise, it's the Reis.
Then they couldn't, then Lechi Mekoyra wouldn't be the one, the thing to work. That's what Kiveg is Kasha. Comes along Taka the Svasem, it's the Nitziv. And they Taka the Chadami.
But Lechi Mekoyra, the Reis?
Huh? No, that only works for the Yud Gimel Amos. You don't look it up, you look up for the Tzitz.
Okay, I understand
the question.
Yeah.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's being matter real deraisa. Once it's being matter real deraisa, mean with truth. So then the Lechi Kerr is not a yes.
Why not?
Because you can't have Lechi Kerr is a Din Rabbanan. It's a game that the Rabbanan play. Lechi Kerr is a game. Yeah, it's a hacker, it's Rabbanan.
And Rabbanan. They only said by Yud-Gimel, not by Simba.
Are you with me or you're not with me? We hold. You understand the question? It's very simple, right? Does that have a tablet? The Adu Akusha, the Kol Ikri Shalechi the Kairu Hulahati is Rabbanan. It's only coming to Matin, it's Rabbanan. Vay Megillin Rashas. The Nira Kavad Atam Zal. The Vade Meir Hochi Besotum Eitz Lalechi. Oy Tachat HaKairu Ad Ashir. Ella, the Rashut Ram Rachu Tezayin Amo. Simho Yashir Yugimel Amo Shlishman Atayr Vlemitam Heker. Yeah, you see his teretz? He says the same teretz, the same thing, no? So what? Read. I If it's your gimel and it's satum, then it would help. It's just a case, no? It's not the foolish. That's the kavod. Close. That's what he's trying to say. So it's when it's tezayin and chanam, lech of the kari won't help. When it's tezayin and chanam, lech of the kari won't help.
Because
it's deraisa. But size is less.
It's narrower, but it's still open from both sides.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to say. That's what he's trying to say. Since it's open from both sides, that's when the lech of the kari will. Meaning, it's not a shus ram deraisa, but the ram ma boikin boy, and therefore erev help. Tivega learned like this. Tivega learned that if the lechi the kaira helps on a regular tetzayin, how could it be matzah? How could it be who to come and say two lechis of the lechi and a kaira? What is that?
How do we know that?
But they go like. Says Rabbi Huda was matzah, right? Rabbi Huda comes and says it's mutter, right?
By
like tetzayin,
don't
you? More than tetzayin, Rabbi Huda's matzah. So that's the type of mechalik that there's a chil between till yud gimel and after. Till yud gimel, it's mejabbanan, right? After yud gimel, what is it? It becomes a regular deraisa. Now, when is deraisa? What happens? The lechi v'kayra works. Yeah, the kashan. How can be mutter? How can lechi v'kayra help? That's the slasem. It's enochanami. We're not talking about tetzayin because enochanami wouldn't help. We're talking about less than tetzayin.
But more than.
But since rabbi boy can buy, so therefore the satum will help.
So even if it's less than yudim also.
Doesn't
necessarily have to be.
Yeah, no. You need that it should be satum. It needs to be close. That's what he's trying to say. Therefore, if it's mefulish, then it has to be less than yudim. It can't work both ways. It can't be Ted Zion and open.
What is Albert talking about? When he says we have standing goats, which case?
It's less than Ted Zion. Tyson is saying, if you want, no, Tyson is saying, if you want to use a Lechi V'Kaira, it has to be that the Rabbim are not breaking by. It's not Mephorish.
Where?
It can't work both ways. It has, it has to be less than Ted Zion and a Mephorish, and that's what reviewed to say Lechi V'Kaira will work.
But where it's less than Ted Zion and it's Rabbim breaking by?
If it's less than Tezai, that's what he's trying to say. Less than Tezai. And it's foolish, that's when Rabbi Huda says you would come and need the Lechi V'Kayr.
But Tosa doesn't say that.
Sure he does.
But Tosa says, Abba Midoraita.
And he brings the Tosa in Arabic. Yeah, that's why didn't he tell you where the Tosa is? I can't tell you where the Tosa is. I'm very tired.
Maybe.
Yeah. I didn't bring you Tzadik over here. Let me tell you the kitzur what I want to say. Come, you do this for homework. I'm starting to conk out. Okay, so you gotta follow with me. I see the Tzadik the biggest light over here. When it's the foolish, yeah. When it's the foolish, even if it's not Ted Zion, right? Rabbi Yehuda learned that a lechi v'kayra will help.
Yeah.
That a lechi v'kayra will help.
Right. If it's less than Zion,
more.
If it's less than Zion, it is Ted Zion.
No,
if it's Zion and it's the fullest, then it doesn't work.
It won't work.
It has to be less than Zion and it's not the fullest.
Oh. Rabbi Kiveger obviously learned not that way, right? Rabbi Kiveger obviously learned that it's impossible to come and say that a lechi v'kayra will work even if it's less if the Rabbi Maboykeboy, right? In other words, the Nafkamina between the Netziv and Kineger is Rabbi Maboykeboy. Right? It's still between the two of them. They're arguing this Yisoy. When something is a Rishut HaRabim, right? Do we discuss Hilchus Ervin in a real Rishut HaRabim? And it makes no difference if the Rabbim is Baikim or not Baikim.
If it's a real?
If it's a real Rishut HaRabim, it makes no difference.
And even if it's less.
So even if it's less and the Ram is not biking, if it's Rosh Hashanah, I'm doing it. If it's not Rosh Hashanah, I'm doing it. What's the difference? What? It's a Tanai. You see clearly that in Hilchas Ervin, there's a Tanai of Rabbi biking but not Rabbi biking. It makes a difference. It's shy to come and say something's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Megabe the halacha of Rabbi biking, and Ervin helps.
Ervin helps?
I'm not, that's what you're saying. Halacha will help. Why does the Erev help? I is Rishus HaRabim. The Teretz is because this Rishus HaRabim, as long as you put mechitzah, it will be kosher. In a regular Rishus HaRabim, you can't do that.
Even more than
what do you mean regular?
In
Tetzayin Amma, what are you going to do with
Tetzayin Amma? That's the Mura, that's the real one.
That's what I'm telling you.
But Rebbe just said that even in a real one.
No, I'm telling you.
Only by getting
to the till 13, it depends. If the Rabbim is Baikin Boy, it's Rishus HaRabim. But the only thing is there, Lech Vekari will help.
Right. But after that,
oh yes, I got it.
After that, it's not allowed, right?
Yeah.
After your gimel.
After your gimel,
even if it's not Rabbi
Boykin, because it becomes a real Rosh Hashanah.
Right. So then what's not coming to
the that's a real Rosh Hashanah. And that's what they're being chayil. Okay. So Kivega didn't want to learn like this because he held, what's the difference?
That even if it's less,
Moshe, if it's an Arab, if it's just a Arab, if it's just a Arab, what's the difference? Moshe, if it's just a Arab, then if it's just a Arab, then it's an Arab.
It doesn't learn like that? It doesn't learn like that?
No.
It doesn't learn that it's real, not real, it doesn't anything that's just real, it's just a Arab.
Whenever that, Kivega, I'm understood. If it's just a Arab, then Arab doesn't work. And if it's not a Arab, then Arab does work. Well, what's the difference?
Yeah, so
it's
not learning like us, yeah, like we want to.
We're trying to say as far, I mean, we said, that's what this Sfasem is to say. Whenever you have a Rishus HaRabim, because the Rabim HaBoikim, meaning the Isser Tilful is there because there's a Rabim HaBoikim, but
not really because of it.
Not because of itself. That's where Hilchus Erev works. That's when the Hilchus Erev could come and say, it's not Rabim HaBoikim, but I put up Ervin, I put up Mechitzah, it's not Daim Rishus HaRabim. But where it's a real Rishus HaRabim, you can't say it's not Daim. What does that mean?
Like we want to learn, I mean.
Once it's a Rishus HaRabim, there's no thing in saying it's not a Rishus HaRabim. It is.
Even if people are not there?
What's the difference? It is. It's Rishus HaRabim. What's the difference? What? I know, we're going to get to it. Okay, go. So let's move along. Ready? Come, let's move along. You'll do this by yourself. Come, you'll have to work a little today by yourself. I can't teach you. Come. Okay, let's see further. Right, so Taisa brings a raya. The Rebbe Huda is wrong for the sefer. It says by Mavoy Sama Falashim. Right, he brings a raya from Mavoy Sama Falashim. Yisloim in the sefer, I have a shemino lefuk with Yehuda. The Havam means the time of Rebbe Huda b'shul gusav alechi v'kerem mishul mechitzah. Take him out of the solid bed, come there, but Mahachi Yitzhak will masis and zuhi Rishon, Gavul Muti Rebbe Huda, do I have a shriyach and lech v'kerem lechash mechitzah. So the kitzes raya is from the sefer of Mavoy Sama Falashim. The Gemara says Mavoy Sama Falashim, Havi Shas Harabim, Shamina Shapa Lafuk Mid Yehuda. The Yisrael Beis Mechitza Dei Reis, the day Mavoy Sama Falashim, Havi Shas Harabim. The Gemara says clearly, that what's called the Shas Harabim in our Gemara? Mavi Amit Foolish. According to Yehuda, Mavi Amit Foolish is not a Shas Harabim.
Not a real.
If you take a look, the Ra'o says, the Ritva and the Ra'o, they bring the Shita. That when do we say, Meiz Mechitzis, Rishus HaYachid, it's only B'Kabbalah.
Right.
Yeah. Was that a chadami? Mavayis ha-mafulashim. Mavayis ha-mafulashim, Rabbi Yehuda never said his halacha. Rabbi Yehuda only said his halacha by Kamash, which is where, meaning this would be very good for Moshe's tarot. Moshe's tickle tarot. Said Rabbi Yehuda was only matter to Mechis by Kamalis. Right? This is the tarot that they want to say. The Ra'ah and the voice of Falashim. What is the voice of Falashim? It's open. Comes along Tarsus and he says, "You see, Ra'ah not like a Yehuda. According to Yehuda, it's not a Shusharam, it's Shusayachid." That's Tarsus. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva says that Yehuda was only matir by Kabbalists, but he wasn't matir. Those are my sister and Tyra, no one's having me. But the Shnei Mechitzes. No, some kids, they're not like Tyson. Bring me the wrist, I want to show it to you. Sorry. Om Vaat HaMafu'l Hashim the Loiker of Yehuda the Hechi like Daik Lo'alei Void. Him came. Shechayavim aleh mishum mishusaram d'loike b'Yehuda. V'loyitme mishum duchta v'yeshloima. Shloy amar b'Yehuda el b'makim she'ein boikim boisamach ribu k'digle amibur. The b'Yehuda only said his halacha b'makim she'ein boikim boisamach ribu k'digle amibur. Machekin, if it's taka boikim, the b'Yehuda never will say his halacha.
Not
only in 74,
it becomes a
caramel. Oh, partially it becomes a caramel. Yeah.
And he would have come out
with his exploit. Think of Mishnah. If on their foot, it's
right, you never have a mother and a foolish, you never have it.
Yeah.
The Shlomo said, "Amar Yehuda al b'makom she'ein boikim by samach riba k'digla amibur." Let's go. The voice of the Shlomo. According to Yehuda, should be a Shusharam Deraita. Every Mavi has two wolves. Finished, end of story.
Why, Lynn?
Every Mavi, no, every alleyway has wolves, no?
It would be a Shusharam Deraita?
No, it's finished. It's not a Shusharam anymore.
It would be.
The Gemara brings a case. Mavi's of a philosophy is a case of a Shusharam. It's not according to Yehuda.
What is it?
It has two wolves. Mainly
what did he say? What did he say?
He would have to agree in such a case. It's not a Shusharam. Right. And the Gemara says that it is. He says to himself, from here's the Rai and Alec Rabbi Yehuda. Comes with the Shitla Rai. He says, I, Rabbi Yehuda. He says it's to him that it's less than 10 Zayin Amma. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that the Lechi, the Kairi, and the Shtu Mechitzes were less than 10 Zayin Amma?
But in the Chinami it's more.
The Chinami it's more. It's Hakakuli Kul. It's just around the right, so that's the Gemara.
Therefore, it wouldn't help.
Ritzel learns a little bit differently. Shloima, Shloim, Rabbi Yehuda, El B'makim, Shein Baikim, Boi Samach Ribui, Kedigle Amibbar. Rabbi Yehuda's going to learn, it depends if this Rabbin Baikim Boi and that Rabbin Baikim Boi. What are they arguing? Very partial. Mamash Klar. Rabbi Yehuda, the Ran learns, and once it becomes a Shusharam Deraita, there's no way out of that. There's no way out of that.
Yeah.
You have to say it's less than
Zayin. Even if you don't have Rabin Baikin Bo.
Right.
They're arguing in what's called real Shusharabin. Is it the people that they, meaning...
Mashiach came.
As long as it looks like the Shusharabin, even Rabin Baikin Bo, it looks like...
Well, you have Zayin, you don't have the Rabin. Who cares? Am I the Shusharabin?
But what are they arguing in?
What? Mashiach came according to the Ritva. The Ritva says it's even less.
Why?
It's even less. Because if it's more than you have a problem, then it's the Mavavah is Daraisa. Right. Daraisa. Who? You can put walls, but you can't make it with two walls. Four walls you can make it.
Three and door.
No? Three in a door you can make. The two walls you can't make it. The terraces. This that we say, Mother, I'm a foolish, is Rishus Arabim. That's the Rab, that's talking about when it's...
Before you give him.
Right.
Until you give him.
No, see, that's after. When it's Ted Zayin Amma, that's when it's the
right. Right. So
last, that's Rabbi Huda says Zalach.
And then you're
out,
yeah.
Ritzvah says a little bit differently. Rabbi Huda only says Zalach, but Malkim Shein Boikim Bay Samach Ribui. But Malkim Shein Boikim Bay Samach Ribui, then even Rabbi Huda would say it doesn't help.
So it comes out, even if it's less than you, it says Zayin, it's only Yud Gimel.
What's the kasha?
Rabbi Boikim Bay.
What happens if it's more? Yeah? And there's no Rabin Boykin Boy.
And Chanami,
which you were according to Ritva. Why?
Not like the Ram.
Calling the science. If you learn something which is bad to Mishus Rabin, so once something's bad to Mishus Rabin, you can't change it. Yeah? That's the Ritva. That's the Rabin. The Ritva learns, no. Once it's not Daimon.
Right.
The machloket
is
Clark. Huh? Rich is saying that it's not a question of how much amos it is. It's a question of mice. You don't have samach ribu baikin. You don't have samach ribu. Once it's not daima, so even if the makam itself is a makam which is a rabbin, means you have the tezayin am over there, and there is makam hiluch rabbin. But you don't have the daima to the digle mipar. Therefore, Rabbi Huda says you can put up an egg. Shot, because that's what we said. The whole thing is totally on the diamond to Digley Mimba.
Right, that's what I wanted to
say. The what? That's the same. That's what I'm telling
you. Right, but once it's not diamond, you can change it. In the Rabbi Huda,
exactly. Exactly.
Once it's diamond, you can.
Okay, let's move along and then okay, so you'll do this. Now, boys, you'll learn this stuff for homework. Come, you have homework tonight, all right? Let's move along. Okay. Comes along the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara, what we learned, says the Gemara like this. Are you with me? Yeah? Not so much. Okay, so pick up from the Gemara. Says the Gemara like this. Amma ma, zu yishut rabim lamuti mai. Zuhi, nachama, what's lamuti mai? Says the Gemara, lamuti idach to Rabbi Huda, not Allah for Rabbi Huda. Not Rabbi Huda, aimer, im hois the derech shurabim of sekis, what do you do? Masikasi, salkenu l'tadim. Put it to the side. Chachamim aim eget tzarech. My car like Gemara. Why is he called a Gemara? You don't need to. Passive Royce.
What's passive
Royce? Passive Royce is those beams. No, the beams. Passive Royce, beams. Early columns to make the beams around the well. They used to have to drink from the well. So they made passi, the L-shaped, that's called passi birayi.
Like it was a sukkah today. L and then L.
Okay, I want to get to the Gemara here, stop. Let's go, new come. Yeah? Says the Gemara, but my car like Gemara, I didn't tell you, it's Gemara to the Namish, lots of Nami Midbar. Says the Gemara, let's bring a case of Midbar. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Ezi, Rishus, Amstrati, Platya, Gedailam, and Vice of Lashin, Veha Midbar. So why did he bring a case of Midbar? Kam is man Yisrael Shurim b'Midbar. Parshat Shas says it comes to Shusadam b'Raita. And when Yisrael ain't Shurim b'Midbar, so the Shem have a very nice kash. L'mayin afkemina. Why would he bring halacha?
It comes out. This is Rabin Boykin Bor. No.
Not now. Why should we bring halacha when there was the Christ of the Midbar, which is the Rabbi?
No, Rabin Boykin Bor. Not. That's what comes out.
But there's nobody there, right? It's empty.
No, but what's the Gemara say?
Gemara says, since it's empty, Pashat is it comes and doesn't have a halakha shut the Rambam's manasseh. So why coin to one brighton and say Midbar? But this man can, this brightness of his man should make a mixer a kind. It's a richer. Comes along to recite, isn't it? Who? But why should we write halakha now for when Klal Yisrael is in the Midbar? What's in the Gaya? So Rishayim give it teretz, okay? Shitul Aran brings to the Ra'or that the pshat is, it's a chiddush of the gabe moving and not moving. In other words, the reason why he comes to tell me Bizman Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Midbar, it was considered Shus HaRabim, to teach me that even though it was moving, even though they moved, still had a lock of Shus HaRabim.
Well, I think not.
Moving. Who says moving? How can Rosh Hashanah be moving? It says the Shifla Ram, that's why he tells me that the time of the Midbar was considered Rosh Hashanah. Afal pi that it moves, it's Rosh Hashanah. The ground is a famous kasha, more than the Chiddush. The Gemara speaks, the Gemara itself says that they didn't move. Givush Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem Yisoh, so they were considered that they were resting in the same place. The Gemara is a kasha. The Gemara is a kasha, how did they ever move when there was no Eruv? The Gemara says, Givush Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem Yisoh, they never moved. Yeah, they never moved. Hashem told them, no, they were in the same place.
They're walking in the same place.
Very nice word from Abshalom Shadron about.
Wow.
Abshalom Shadron said also Chaim Shmuel, Dwal Yuvav. He said, but so they moved. So they moved. Wait. So what? So if Api Hashem, I tell you to move, it's not called moving.
It
says it's Chaim Shmuel. I'll never forget how he said it over. He said over, could you imagine if you take a child on top of your head, you hear? And you walk with him. You walk with him. Tell me, did you move with the child? You moved and the child's on top of you. They were Kantishina, the Abish was holding them. Who's they didn't move anywhere?
They were carried by Aaron. Aaron. They didn't carry the Aaron. The Aaron carried them.
They never went anywhere. They were all in the hands of Hashem. They were on Kanfi Nishara. That's the shot. Right. The rabbis will move the surrounding, they stay in the same
place. Was moving and there was
you're on a boat. If you're on a boat, you come and say you're moving, it's tilted. You, right, we spoke about it. You're staying in the boat.
The boat is moving. Mainly you're on the boat.
That's
the whole airplane.
It's unbelievable how he said. He said it over, I'll tell you, in terms of the muscle, he said, when a mother is carrying a child and she's feeding the child, the child doesn't have to look for the red lights. Right? Why? Because the child is by the mom, and the mom is moving, the mother is moving. So you don't have to. He wants to appear Hashem Yachnu, appear Hashem Yisoh. I'll come for him, it's not like this Ra'ah, right? Yes, I'll believe it. What are you trying to. So what? Yeah. I don't know. Kush is unbelievable kasha. It's a famous kasha on the roll. It's a famous roll. Well, it says a moving Rosh Hashanah, and we learn from the Midbar. Wasn't moving. Well, Kafi Nisharim wasn't moving. They weren't moving at all. I'll tell you what I'm thinking. What? Yeah, I
understand. Why did they pack?
They packed in the same boat. They went from one room to another room in the same boat. Tell you what I was thinking, maybe. Maybe the Ra'ol means something else. The Ra'ol does not mean moving that it is moving. That's right. In other words, as long as the people move
from one place to another place,
that creates Rosh Hashanah. That's the shot. The Hiluch HaRabim. Okay, the Ra'ol means that we learn from there that Hiluch HaRabim makes Rosh Hashanah. That's the shot.
They don't move. They didn't move.
They didn't move away, but they moved in it. They moved.
Every time they move, they begin to the Rosh
No. The Chiddush was you would come and say that a Hiluch HaRabim doesn't create a Rosh Hashanah. A Hiluch HaRabim doesn't create. I would say Dafka that they're standing there. Okay. In other words, maybe the Rabim that stay there, but to go passing through. Hiluch, the going of the Rabim. This is the Rabim. Okay, let's move on. Homer, next. Right. One more Nakuda, and then we'll call it quits. I don't think I can talk anymore. I have to go to the doctor today. All right, let's see Vaita. Good. Rashi learns. Rashi learns that what's trapped in Midbar? Midbar b'zman hazeh is Shuchayachis, b'zman ha-Gemara, b'zman ha-Midbar was Taka. The Rambam was Zeata.
Oh, b'zman ha-Midbar, yeah.
Let's take a look at the Rambam. Rambam, you hear? Where? Here, on this Gemara, Midbar. Midbar Beis, Perik Yudalit, Halacha Aleph.
שבקים ודרכים המפרשים להם ולבד שיהיה רוח והדרך תזיין אמה לא יהיה עליו תקרא ויזור שהוא היחיד צהל
שגבר מדבר מדבר Rambam says clearly מדבר בזמן הזה is what שהלכה
מדברות
he was the more exact opposite when was it
עיירות also
forest מדבר that's it Rambam Shita is comes along the Kesef
Mister,
you know. Atmiya, shot.
What I
didn't understand. He was mitzvah for camp.
Is manazem mitzvah?
Is the right?
Is
the right? He goes to shitato. Manazem mitzvah, the right? Shitato. What is shitato? What do you do with the Gemara? Ma'isa Gemara. So first of all, there's an ancient merkavas amish. Let's say there was anani akovid. How did anani akovid go? Lifnei and lachrei, right? Ba'amudon is Yoimam, Lachoysa Maderech, Mechitzot, Zim Mechitzot. So Mele B'Shuta, in the time of Klal Yisrael, the Midbar, the Halakha B'Shuta Yachid. Manazes B'Shuta Rabbim.
It's not like I was more.
Kevus HaMishna, you know, Kevus HaMishna is from Gainim. Huh? The two clouds. That's where the Gemara answers the kasha from. Good. With the mechitza, they walk 2,000 miles. Why is that mechitza?
Well, even the mechitza, but they were standing on it.
I am a Kevin Samis. Next, I don't know. You work on it, Shalva. I can't push, keep talking anymore. You work on it. Kevin Samis is famous. Famous for Kevin Samis. Because they had Sananim, they had a Dimachit. He said, Rav Avram ben Aram, the son of the Rambam. I will be Matsmi ala Abba.
Good,
read.
כתב הרב אברהם בנו של רבנו יש שש מדרשים בזמן שישראל חונים במדבר והיו מחנותיהם סדורים בו היה לגבר כמו פיקה ושדה ומאי דדם אלוהו ובזמן הזה שאין ישראל דרים בו אלא כל מי שירצה הולך ועובד בתוכה הוא רשות הרבים ושמה זה מסתבר הוא
says time to stop. Go ahead.
ולעניין יערים לא דם אלי ובקעה שהיה אין תשמישון נוח אין תשמישון נוח כיער והבקעה
because he wants to say in the time of Beit HaMikdash Kamut the Midbar had a Shem Kamut in the time of Beit HaMikdash in the time of Midbar why? Because everything was Sturim. It wasn't they didn't live there in the streets. Even when they lived in the Midbar, it was Mesudar. There was a home. There was it wasn't in the streets of 600,000 people. It wasn't open lot. It was within this Rishut HaRabim, so to speak, they had houses and everything. Right? It's like an apartment building. It's like an apartment building.
Let's say you have an apartment building now.
We know. What's Rishut HaRabim? We know that. Mashenke is man has said that anybody who wants to go could go. Hey, little Kazmut. What do you see from the Rambam? You see from the Rambam, big Yisoy. No?
Any spirit could be Rishut HaRabim?
I will mice people. Could pass.
Yeah, could pass.
As long as people could pass, it becomes a Rishuta.
Look.
Arab, no? Now I understand everything, no? Talk to him. Beautiful, no? What happened?
Well, Rabbi Yehuda's called
what?
Rabbi Yehuda's called Zeloy.
I can't hear.
Rabbi Yehuda's called Zeloy.
The male of that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, no, forget, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's saying, I'm writing Kiddush. And The Yehuda is saying like this. Since Lamaisa, you came and you made a situation where the Rabbin can't go there, meaning technically if the Rabbin wanted to go there, they could go there. If they want. But it's done in a way that it's not open to the public. Like open, like what's the lashon of a Roman Rabbin? It's very sharp lashon, very strong lashon. It's a makayim.
Yes. שישראל יכולים לגמרי, כמו בקר בשדה, ומה זה דמי לו ובזמן הזה שאין ישראל דרים בו, אלא כל מי שירצה הולך ועובר בתוכו.
עובר בתוכו. Whoever wants can pass by. So once you put a situation where it's not כל מי שרוצה, which means let's say a guy wants from this side, what does he have to do?
Go around.
Have to go around. Not open, like a midbar. Midbar is open. Something that's not open, loses the Shem Rishasar. Now, for homework, what I want from you is, how does this fit into the Rambam Shita?
It becomes a Zutayachi. If it's open, then it's
not open. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it becomes, you say, with two wolves, it becomes a... Now, I want to see, how does this fit in to the Shita of the Rambam, that Rishutai Rabbim is with four wolves. Remember we spoke about Chloket? How many wolves you need for a Shutta Rabbim? The Rambam Shita is, it has to be Dafka four wolves.
Yeah, you need four wolves.
Let's see if you need a big labden over here. Come, let's talk.
So you cannot pass.
We'll just explain the Rambam not like that.
Just explain the Rambam not that way. The Rambam learns that as long as it's open to the public.
So it has to be closed all the way.
Now why does it be closed all the way? Okay, it's not open to the public. It's not completely open to the public.
Yeah.
Why does the Rambam learn?
It's a place where everybody can go in there wherever they want. And now you
want to
take away the problem.
No, so why about by Midbar then?
Why does Rambam hold that thing?
Take away the film. We should be open.
So let's say you have three walls. So no one can be over there. You can stay inside, no? So I'm asking you a question. Why by a midbar has Allah Shusha Yerabim? No, what I'm saying is, and why to undo that you need four walls? Say it better. Say it one more time. One rishus to another rishus.
Yes.
It's not rishus hayachid and rishus harabim. You could undo a rishus harabim and still not necessarily be rishus hayachid. That's this Rambam. The Rambam learns that I could hold, I need to say, you should be over in it to be rishus harabim. But just because you're not over, it doesn't make what? It doesn't make rishus hayachid.
You need four walls. Okay, so very nice.
No, why do you need four then?
Huh? Make it a rishus hayachid to make it to shem rishus hayachid. So this way I want this to last thing. Ech bi'arnu l'fi'a na'la shita's haramam l'amam b'ina daf k'dam k'il lasr s'yachin. Because the way we learned, yes, they share. Just because something is not a reshut harabim doesn't mean that it's a reshut hayachid yet.
Okay. So you need four walls to make
it yachid.
I understand. So what did we say yesterday?
Hilchas Erevin, it might be good.
Okay, I understand. Okay,
you'll do me a favor. Ani asiti et shuli. Bemet ani asiti et shuli. Chad. Yeah, Zuhi Rishut Rabim Lumuti Mai. We'll do the Gemara with Midbar. We'll have to do the Gemara with Midbar again, and then we'll do the whole Gemara after that. Says the Gemara. come. I'm a man. Do you should have a mutti my? A mutti either the Rabbi man Rabbi Huda, I mean, why is there a Kishram of Kosni Salkanel Dot? Come, my men, it's Sarah. You don't have to. My curry like Gemura? Why is it called Gemura? Says, I'm either Tani Reisha Gemura, Tani Nami Sevi Gemura. Shrela Gemara Velakshu Nami Midbar. She katu kam midbar. She chad me Roshut Rabim ze midbar. Right? No, Tani Ezi Roshut Rabim. Sratya, Platya, Mvota, Mufalashim, and Midbar. So how come it doesn't say in the Braita that Midbar is one of them?
Yeah.
Oma Bayi Loi Kasha. Kam Bizman Shisrael Shruim Ba Midbar. Kam Bizman Azeh. So what's the Pasha Shah? Kish Yisrael Yishruim Ba Midbar. Then the Midbar was Roshut Rabim. עכשיו מי הולך שם, מי בא שם, זה סתם... Rambam learns the opposite. The Rambam learns. בזמן הזה, it's the midbar. Okay, the opposite. So this one, according to the Rambam, at least I understand why it says midbar, and the answer is because bizman hazeh midbar, right? No, for Kerem, say, according to the Rambam, that midbar is a Meshut Rabim, since again, Lamaisa Bizman Hazeh, right? That a midbar is a Meshut Rabim. If you learn, like Rashi, that it was only a Meshut Rabim, Bizman Ahu, so you have a very big kasha. What's the deal? What's it again? What's the Lamaisa? I mean, why should it say it in the Klum? And the stomach, that's why the Rambam didn't want to learn like that. That's according to Rashi, not according to the Rambam. Rashi learns the Gemara that Bismanahu, that's when it was not a Rishut Rabin, but Bismanahu, that's when it was a Rishut Rabin. Bismanahu, it's not a Rishut Rabin. The Rambam comes and learns the opposite. But Ahem, it wasn't Rishut Rabim. Yeah, but the Rambam says not that way.
Why?
So we'll soon see the why. But first let's see what it says. Again, one Braita says Midbar not, and here it says Midbar yeah. And the question is, why does it say Midbar yeah and Midbar not? The answer is then and now. So this time, according to the Rambam, everything's beautiful. Why? There it doesn't say. It skips it. Here it says it because Lamaisa today it's different. But if you learn that the whole Midbar is not now anyway, according to Rashi, it's only then, so why would it say Midbar B'chol? So what's in a Gela Maisa? What's in a Gela Maisa?
Yes.
So I showed you last week that the Shita L'Aran brings down a very nice thing, and he says like this. It has to tell me Midbar was what? A Rishut HaRabim, because even though it was moving, where was the Rishut HaRabim? It was Halech, it kept on going, right? See, this one, according to the Rambam, it makes no difference. Any open place becomes Rishut HaRabim. But then what was it is because the people were there. According to Rashi, it has to do with the people were there, but they weren't there all the time. Today they were there, tomorrow they weren't. Tomorrow they were somewhere else, right? So still the halach is that it has to do with Rishut HaRabim. Kamashmo to teach me that Rishut HaRam Mahalechet, even though it's not Kavua, it's still called A Rishut HaRabim. This is what the Shita Ram was. Right? Of course. Slowly. Does anybody understand the Shita Ram? Understand clearly what we're saying.
Even though it's not Kavua.
One Braita says Midbar is Rishut HaRabim. One Braita says Midbar doesn't mention Midbar Rishut HaRabim. The question is, higher than it would be a Kabbalist. The question is why? The Gemara Kambisman, the Midbar Kambisman Hazeh. So Rashi learns, Bizman HaMidbar was a Rishut HaRabim. The Rambam was the opposite, Bizman HaZeh is a Rishut HaRabim. So according to the Rambam, I understand very nicely the Pshat.
Why
the Gemara has to say the word Midbar to teach me today?
What did it say? One
says Midbar, and that's to teach me that today it's the Rishut HaRabim. Right? According to Rashi, the whole Midbar is not even today, it's only then. So how can it be a bright to talk about then? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Some others are. I mean, how can you have a bright that says then, right? Yes, I'm saying, I can hear that doesn't bother me so much. Well, I mean, it doesn't say left it out.
You mentioned you lost 5 days.
Kids, but Dafka mentioned Midbar was something that's not a game, as well as that.
Okay.
Says the Sheetal Aran.
Let's say people walking here, this people, right?
Yeah.
In the back, you're saying it's a relief?
Yeah. That's right. I would think that way. I would think it goes with the people. And since it goes with the people, so maybe that's not called Rishut HaRabim.
What about that place that the people
passed? That's what he's saying. It wasn't Rishut HaRabim. As they were going, it became Rishut HaRabim. The Midbar changed every minute. And the changing is called Rishut HaRabim Sheinu Kavua. Hamas Malon, it's still called Rishut HaRabim. That's why we need Midbar.
That's what Rashi probably meant.
That's what Shita says. The Shita says that the reason why we need Midbar is to tell us that it's something that's not lech. Now, I ask you in Svara, what's the difference if it stays or doesn't stay? Why is the fact that it moves bini garreya from the Rishut HaRabim? Right now there's 600,000 people.
What makes
the
Rishut HaRabim?
600,000 people are right there.
What makes it? The people or the Makkum?
What do you mean the people of the Makkum?
Yeah. What makes the fact that people are coming and going, or just the fact that they're there?
Okay, so that has to do with what we spoke. That's
yeah,
that's
yeah.
So, Mr. Shem, we're going to get to this Likud. Every Rishut HaRabim is a tait. It becomes a Rishut HaRabim because of certain criteria.
Because of people? Or because
of the Makkum? Or the Pshat is the Makkum is Rishut HaRabim because of the people, like something like that. It has to do. In other words, the people make the Rishut HaRabim.
Of the Rishut HaRabim itself is the Rishut HaRabim.
Is the Rishut HaRabim, and the Tanai is, the condition is that the people are there. So I would come and say that something which is not a kavua can't become. It can't all of a sudden, because people are there, become.
That's
exactly what we're saying, right? L'chayr, it has to do with the shayla. Okay, so we'll soon see. Now, I want to show you another nekuda as we go along. We said the Rashi, the Rambam. So we said over that Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, right, we spoke from the Kesef Mishnah, brings down Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, that l'chura, what's the pshat in today it's Rishut HaRabim, right? And the Teretz is because it's Hefka Lakel. Okay. So Chasam Sofer says a very nice kasha. Look at the Gemara Tzadik Vav on the base. Amazing kasha. Teretz is really the Chelik Sheni of this Teretz. It's all about Rishut HaYachim, Rishut HaRabim, and Zayrik, Rishut Rishut. Says the Chasam Sofer, if you look, the Gemara says clearly. Here it is. Tell the Itzahi. Hoitzah gufa hechik siva. How do we know Hoitzah menat Torah? Do you know where we know Hoitzah from? Says the Mard Amakra, we know the Pasuk. Vayitzav Moshe, vayaviru kreel b'machna. Moshe nehechav yosiv, b'machna levia. U'machna levia shusarab mavoi. Rabbi Isaac, was it more clearly that we know Haitzah from where? Because he threw from Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim. And where is Rishut HaYachid to HaRabim? Because Moshe was in the Machal Leviyah. I thought according to the Rambam, Midbar wasn't in the Rishut HaRabim those days. Rambam Shita. According to the Rambam, says Chasam Sofer. I mean, the whole Haitzah is learned out from where? It's learned out from the Midbar.
And if
it's learned out from the Midbar,
well, tell me
so how could it be that, how could the Rambam say that Bizmanahu wasn't the Rambam? Where did he catch it? Where do you know it's all from? Yeah, where is Simcha? Any simple, where do you know it's all from? From the Midbar, right? So how can you come and tell me that the Midbar wasn't Rishut HaRabim? Something's wrong with it. What does the Rambam say? Rambam says, Kam Bizman Azeh, Kam Bizman Bizman Ahu, the Midbar wasn't Rishut HaRabim. That's the Rambam Shita. Rashi learns that it was Rishut HaRabim, today it's not. And the Rambam learns the exact opposite, right?
Today it's
Rishut HaRabim, then it's not. So I'm saying it's a very nice Torah, but it's a... Where do you learn Haitzah from? The whole Haitzah is burnt out because they brought it to Moshe, and Moshe was the Machna Levi, and the Machna Levi is considered Rishut HaRabim. Humbly, Lukash. Humbly, I mean, I'm sorry, it's like, What do you do with this? Yeah? What? That's what it was?
No, by including, you can only create the shit on that way. You can't create the shit on Robin.
How do you get into it?
I think yes, it's only 2,000 people.
Rambam held that the times of the Midbar, it wasn't a Shutta Rabbah. How could the Gemara say clearly it's a Shutta Rabbah? I mean, tomorrow, I mean, where are we learning Tzav from? What are you talking about? Very good. Let me tell you the Chassam Sofer parrot, and then we'll see what Simcha says.
The
Chassam Sofer says a very nice parrot. He says like this. When did it become Rishut HaRabim? Yeah? When did it become Rishut HaRabim? I'm sorry, when did it become not Rishut HaRabim? When they had this Golem. When the Golem came around, what happened was, it wasn't Hiluch for Rabim anymore. Right? It had, each guy had his house, and each guy... It became Misudar, right? When did they bring the things to the Beis HaMikdash? It was the first year, before the Golem. Said Achanami. He makes a history out of it. Very partial to some place. This was... When did it become Oishu Shut HaRabim?
When
did it become Oishu Shut
HaRabim?
When did it become Oishu Shut HaRabim? When did it become Oishu Shut HaRabim? When did it become Oishu Shut HaRabim? When did it become Oishu Shut HaRabim? When did it become Oishu Shut HaRabim? When did it become Oishu Shut HaRabim? When did it become Oishu Shut
Maybe in Sadi Bab?
Some in Sadi Bab, let's see Sadi Bab. Sadi Bab. Sadi Samach Ayin, Ayin, Hey. Hine Shitas Rambam, yeah? Hine Shitas Rambam, the Mibbe Bezman Azeh, Havu Shuta Rabbin. Well, Bezman, she saw Shuim, the Mibbe Havu Kamen, came to Achien. It comes that all the toys in the Mishkan were not even Shutta Rabim, it was Kamus. Pretty kasha. How could the Rabim be machis to hold the whole halakha like so? He says a very interesting teretz. He says, Miu l'mashikasav kesemishna b'shem ha-rabim v'ram b'naish l'rabim t'hoil v'yachaynim b'midbar v'yimachneim sedurim. What's the reason? Since they were chayim and the machneim were sedurim, everything was mesudar. So therefore, it wasn't the mamash reshut harabim. Mishum hachi avikarmus im keishleim zayi mishanashni ve'eloch. That was only the second year. The Golem, says the Chassam Sofer, only came when?
The second year.
The Golem, the flags. Each one had to live.
The Golem.
Oh, Atase. By the Golem, once the Golem came around, they were machneim sedurim.
It
became a Carmelite. But when did they bring the stuff to the Beis HaMikdash? The first year. So the Mishkan was the first year. So the Chassah that we learned is from the first year. Their home. They took from Rishut HaRabim their house. Tent. They had a tent. Not the Golem was on the tent. Each guy had a tent. So the tent was Rishut HaRabim. Golem means that the way they were living was Mesudar. Therefore, even the streets had a dinner with Rishut HaRabim. They didn't have a dinner with Rishut HaRabim. Had a dinner with Karma with Tukka Fon. So I'm saying the reason why the Rambam held in the time the Beis HaMikdash. I'm sorry, the time the Mishkan. It was considered Rishut HaYachid or Akoponim Karmelit because it was Sidurim, says the Rambam ben Arambam. The Dgalim, says the Chassam Sofer, beautiful. That's only the second year. But till the Dgalim came around, it was Rishut HaRabim, then Achanami. They brought the what? The first year they brought it. Praise the Chassam Sofer, no? Okay. Is it very famous kasha that everybody asks for some cipher. If you take a look at Hazairik, there's another makar that the Gemara brings. There's another makar that the Gemara brings for Haitzah. And that's to do with Levim, the Avaidus of Levim. Everybody take a look. Whoa, Sadiq Vav, no? Yeah, Sadiq Vav, here we go. It says like this. It says more like this. Hamoshet Vazarek, Mr. Azarek, Mizuluzu Patr.
From Agalot.
From Agalot, you know, right? Azarek, Mizuluzu Patur. Right? Shteim Bidyuk Ta'achas, Hamoshet Chayav, Vazarek Patur. Right? Kilomar, Baliachat, Baruch Rishut Rabim, Alpine Abayit. The Yeish Hamsik Rishut Rabim Beinehem. Hazarek Patur, Wumal Miyut. Moshit Chayav, because he shot Yechayiv even higher than Yud, right? If you throw higher than Yud, you're Potter. If you Moshit higher than Yud, you're Chayiv. Shekach Chois Avoid and Salavim. Who wants to read the Rashi? Go ahead, Simcha, read the Rashi. Mufarish Vazil. No? Umifarish Vazil. Keitza Masinu Kizu Bavototan. Shebishte Agalot Zu Achaz Zu Bishut Rabim. Prokei Mishkan Moshitan. Leotan Sal Agalot. The Rashi, the Mishnah, no? Right? Moshit is Chayav. Where do we see it? Because we have the case of the Agalot, that they were Moshit. Vehei Moshitim le'elu shlusvehem. Avaloi zarkin. But they didn't throw it. Shein ha'i said, crush the destruction make fight them. Because you couldn't throw the crush him. Mipnei ha'kavod. Tell me something. This has to do with the building of the Mishkan? Or this has to do afterwards when they were traveling?
Traveling.
We're taking it apart. Traveling. This is not do the building. It's not do the Levium. Avoid the Levium. The Levium carried the Mishkan. They undid the Mishkan. They carried it.
Why is this supposed to transfer? You already.
Because they had to transfer the Mishkan. They had to build it. They had to take it from here. When? By Avoid the Levium. Not when they built it originally. After it was built, it became the Avodah of the Levium. You want to be Mechadesh.
Nice.
And when it was Rishut HaRabim,
wow.
Only when they built the Mishkan, but after that already it became what? Rishut HaRabim. It became a Karmelit. According to you, how do you have a case of Moshit? How can the Gemara say she can't Avodah of Levium and Avodah of the Levium, no? What?
Take a question.
Sam Saifa says that Enochanami, the only time the Midbar had Rishut HaRabim was only the beginning, when they built it, when they built the Mishkan, and that's the case of the Gemara of Giv, like Kalea Amri Avi. Yeah, but it's not true, it's not only like Kalea Amri Avi. We see we have it even by Vaidus Halavim. That was later by Vaidus Halavim.
What do we have on that?
She had Rishut HaRabim, because the case is you took from one Rishut HaRabim to another and Rishut HaRabim Be'emsa. It says the Mishkan, where do we know it from? Vaidus Halavim. I thought to quote you, Rambam, there's no such thing as a Shutra. Tell you, Amar Aleph. Where do we learn out Mavir Dalar Amos? No? What is the Gemara? Mar says clearly. No? Where do we learn out Mavir Dalar Amos? Shekhen Domeh. What is Gemara? Hey, Amar Aleph. What's the Gemara? No? It's not for the Midbar. Shekhen Daimu Digli Midbar, the Gemara says.
Digli Midbar.
Mar says clearly. No? Yeah.
What is
this? Yeah, the Marshall's like this. Mar, beginning. Why? Lefish ain't a daim ledigle midbar because mikura is not daim ledigle midbar.
Digle midbar.
At Mar Rishus HaRabim, clearly. It's open Gemara.
Oh my God.
Who learned it? No. If you ever Rishus HaRabim that walls. Dovish Lepel. Where do we know walls? Because once it has walls, it ain't a daim ledigle midbar. I thought Digli Midbar, once you added the golem already, there was no more Shutter Rabim. So So there's two tirutz besides the Slum Sefer I want to tell you. I have to do something like this. Okay, so I want to tell you two tirutz besides it. Okay. I think it's Simon Samachay, famous Sefer, Divi Yecheskel. He was Thomas from Slobodka. They use him a lot. He was very chash the Sefer. But Shlis is an interesting tarot. When they were traveling and had a dinner with Rishut HaRabim, when they were in the Holim, when they were in their tents, and the Chanami had dinner with Rishut HaKarmelis. What's the lesson of Rav Raman HaRabba? Since they had tents and everything was Mesudar, and he says the lesson they were Chonim Lefi HaSeder, that's only when they were Chonim. But once they were moving, they were traveling.
Perfect.
When they were moving, and a Chanami, Digle Midbar says they had a dinner of a Karmelit. When they were Chonim. And when they were not Chonim, when they were moving, they were walking. Then they had dinner of Rishut HaRabim.
That is the Ram of Nim? But then when they were Chonim, you were talking about the Chonim time. When they were Chonim, that's what
you were
talking about.
And the Meilu, the Avodah Solovim is in what case?
Right.
When they were not Chonim anymore.
And how about Digle?
That's what he's saying. So the Digle Mibbe when they were traveling, that became a Rishut HaRabim. And since the Rishut HaRabim has to be Loi Mekura, therefore, if it's Mekura, it's not Daimel Digle Mibbe. Very nice tarot. You hear Simcha? When do we say that it's Rishut HaRabim? That's only when they were moving. But and a Chanami, when the Rabbim of Raman, the Rabbim says that it's called Chonim Lefi HaSeder,
The Rabbim was talking about
because he says, Rav Raman says those words, they were Chonim Lefi HaSeder. Exactly. That's right. When they were Chonim, Mibor didn't have a dinner Rishut HaRabim.
Makes sense.
I'll tell you what I have. You know what I have to do to be a chesed? Nine steps shot the Sheetal Aran. What did the Sheetal Aran say?
When they were walking.
So I would think it's not called Rishut HaRabim. I'm kamashing one from the Midbar. What's the pshat? There's a mighty pshat over here. Take a look at the Midbar. What was the case of the Midbar? The case of the Midbar was that when they were Chonim, the same place when they were Chonim was the Rishut HaYachid, or Karmelit, talk upon, right? The minute they started to walk, that same place turned into Rishut HaRabim. So what do you see from here? That a Rishut HaRabim, that the Esem is not a Rishut HaRabim only because of Hiluch HaRabim, it becomes a Rishut HaRabim. That's what he means.
Why take Hiluch HaRabim?
The Rabbah meant to say that the Esem, it was the Rishut HaRabim.
There you go. There you go. Through the people became.
And what did the Rashi mean to say? Why did the Rashi say that it was really
beautiful? Yeah. Beautiful. You know, when I saw the Divya Cheska Shabbos, I was jumping out of my chair. I asked you this last week. I didn't understand the Sheetal Aran. I don't see it. Kavua, not Kavua. What's the difference? I don't see it. If it's Rishut HaRabim, it's Rishut HaRabim. What's the difference if it moves or doesn't move?
That's what Rashi and Rambam argued
in. Huh?
Some Rashi said that then it wasn't, and now it is. Then it wasn't. People
have
been.
Oh.
But now.
That's what I'm saying, because Rashi learns it's the people that make it.
Yeah.
If the people make it, there's no people there. The Rambam also agrees.
Where?
The Rambam is learning this Nakuda. The Rambam is learning it's the people that make it. The shot, when they walked there, then it became.
So why did Rashi say that then it wasn't? What do you mean?
Okay, then it was. Today it wasn't.
Today
no, the opposite. Rashi
holds. Why is today
and then? That's your task. Why today it is? Because since it's Roy for him, it's
Roy. So then it becomes like both.
Look, Rama held Roy. Rama knows the Imam Shiva. What? No, it wasn't right because it was the Sudar. They moved. They lived like normal people there. I'm saying they lived with houses. It wasn't right for Hilach Rabin. You could have walked wherever you wanted. Where is it, huh? I have to see the Arab. Calling your steer through Shut Arab. Plus the question, why is something that moves a contradiction to Rishut HaRabim? That's the kasha. The Shita L'Rav says that the reason why we need today Midbar is to teach us this Yisoid, that even though it's moving, it's called the Rosh Hashanah. And I ask you, why in the world should it make a difference if it's moving or not? It's a difference. What is it, moving or not moving? And if it's moving? Moving. Kamashmal, even if it's moving.
It's not Kavua.
It's not, and if it's, when it's not Kavua, it is Kavua.
No, it's not Kavua, it's moving. Everything.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you. According to this, you see a big Yisoid. You see a Yisoid over here that the mere fact that they're moving takes the Rishuta Karmelit and makes it into Rishuta Rabbah.